WNBA declines to wear USA 250 patches during All-Star Game. No WNBA players would have been free 250 years ago. By Warner Todd Houston on July 26, 2026. The WNBA refused to wear the patriotic USA 250 patches during its All-Star Game on Saturday, becoming the only major American pro sport to reject the patch. When the patches were first proposed, NBA treasurer Brianna Turner raised eyebrows when she suggested that the patch should be rejected over slavery, and said in a post on X that, no WNBA players would have been free 250 years ago. The majority wouldn't even have their freedom 100 years ago. Whoever called for the WNBA All-Star uniforms to have the USA 250 patch should have thought that through, considering no WNBA players would have been free 250 years ago. The majority wouldn't even have their freedom 100 years ago. Brianna Turner, at @_breezy_brive, June 4, 2026. Turner's sentiment spurred a discussion in the league, and WNBA officials then refused to say one way or the other if the patches would be worn for the July 25 game. Ultimately, and without any official explanation, the patches were rejected for the game. The Las Vegas Aces forwards' extended attack on the U.S. went on, too. In another post, she wrote, "We are some of the most elite female athletes. 250 years ago, we would have been breeders or in the fields working all day. Be so serious, RN." With all this bad-mouthing of the United States, it is hard to understand why Turner would have played for Team USA at the 2012 FIBA Under-17 World Championship, the 2013 FIBA Under-19 World Championship, and the 2014 FIBA Americas Under-18 Championship. Multiple professional sports or entertainment entities have worn patches or emblems to commemorate the country's semi-quincentennial, including at the Super Bowl, WrestleMania 42, NBA Finals and MLB All-Star Game earlier this month, among many others, USA Today wrote. The patches were in partnership with the nationally nonpartisan and congressionally backed America 250 organization, with celebrations and events happening throughout the year. America 250 is separate from President Donald Trump's Freedom 250 initiative, which has received intense scrutiny from Democratic lawmakers as it celebrates the nation's independence. The league initially said that the patches would be worn during the WNBA All-Star Game. But when game day came, and the patches did not appear, the league remained silent on why they were rejected. All the league would say just before the game was that the decision on the patches had not been finalized. "Like other major sports leagues, we are exploring how best to commemorate the country's 250th anniversary. Nothing has been finalized at this time," the league said 9 hours before tip-off, Fox News reported. Ultimately, Caitlin Clark's side, Team Spoon, beat their opponents, Team Coop, in a 129-122 final. Brianna Turner was not chosen as one of the players with a good enough record to participate. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social @WarnerToddHouston, or @X/Twitter @WTHouston.